Consumer cash offers up to $5,700. On top of all of this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is the low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm a small business. My gut says Ram. Guts, glory, Ram. Maximum tax expense eligibility, $500,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by 11/30/11. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to RamTrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And basically, our guest this morning, we interviewed him last week. I was so impressed with his background, his understanding of the environmental problems in the Klamath River Basin. And I want you to hear what he had to say, because he's one of the few people who really understand Agenda 21. To the average American, the idea that there's some sort of a worldwide plan to destroy the rural communities, to force people out of their homes into so-called sustainable communities, the fact that there really is this international movement afoot to deprive people of property rights, a subversive movement, which is certainly extends all across the world. I mean, this is so incredible. And yet our guest this morning is a trained biologist. He has degrees. He's actually taught environment. I understand that I taught various aspects of the environmental movement. He understands the issues that face the people in the Klamath River Basin. Now, for those of you who don't know, with a listening audience there in Colorado, Klamath River is right at the very top of California, in that border section between California and Oregon. It's a large river basin, and it's been a very prosperous area in the past. But then, of course, along came the spotted owl. They use the spotted owl to shut down the lumber industry. But there was still recreation. It was still a beautiful area. They had a strong agricultural base. And then came along the idea of taking out the four dams that are there. By doing that, you would destroy agriculture. You would destroy the hydroelectric power that's generated by the four dams. You'd destroy the recreation value of the region. You destroy the fishing, because there is some fishing downriver. You destroy certainly the whole way of life of perhaps 100,000 people, not only in Siskiyou County, but the adjacent counties. So I asked our guest to come on with us this morning to give us the background of what's happening from an environmental point of view. And Anthony, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Good morning, Dr. Monteith. Thank you for having me.
Could you give our listeners a little of your background and then pronounce your last name, because I always have, I sort of stumble over that.
That's okay. I went all the way through my education with teachers and professors not being able to pronounce my last name. It's Intiso, I-N-T-I-S-O.
Intiso, okay, fine. But Anthony, please go ahead and give your background, and then Could you explain to our listeners this incredible story? Because I mean, most people find it difficult that this really exists, is going on in America and today, and really throughout the world.
Okay, be happy to. First of all, I was born to immigrant parents, first born from my Italian mom and dad here in this country. I'm 75 years old, and I have been around this country a great deal and have seen many different types of cultures within our nation. My background, consists education-wise. I have a law degree from LaSalle University in Chicago from almost 50 years ago. I have certificates of completion from various universities in different fields of engineering, accounting, and labor negotiations. And what I did was, after trying to work for a large company, I went out on my own, and I went into the business of turnarounds. That is, I would buy a small business that was failing because of poor management, turn it around, make it successful, and then sell it for a profit and go on to the next one. I did this in five of the western United States, and they ranged from everything from a gas station, a recreational vehicle dealership, agriculture, wherein I did small grain harvesting on a contract basis, movie theater, restaurants, car washes, and appraisal business and printing business. And I don't want to take up the whole time. This would be a story in itself. But anyway, so I have a very eclectic background, very varied, and I've seen a lot and done a lot. And what's going on here in the extreme northern end of California next to the Oregon border is a real travesty upon families and human beings particularly. I'll do this in a reverse chronology if it's okay, Doc.
You go right ahead.
They are wanting to remove these clean energy hydroelectric dams supposedly for the benefit of fish species. Well, I'm not opposed to helping animal and fish and aquatic and vegetation species. I think I'm a pretty good steward of the land. I've always cleaned up after myself, so to speak. At any rate, they say that they need to do this because the fish cannot go to their former natural spawning grounds where the dams are now. Well, that's a complete lie. And it's a complete lie because we have here in the group that I belong to, which has engineers and biologists and bankers and farmers and ranchers in it, we have the absolute scientific proof that the problem is not in the river system, it's in the ocean. And what's causing the problem is what most people know about is El Nino, La Nina cycle. That's the decadal cycle. That's every 10 years, changes ocean temperature. If you go back 10 years ago, the ocean temperature was cooler in that decadal cycle, which was off of the California-Oregon coast. So the salmon were here because we have absolute records from the government itself. There were approximately 400,000 salmon or more in the ocean and going in and out of the streams. And then when the ocean temperature changed and moved north, there are now over 500,000 salmon in the last year or so, but they're all up in Alaska. So the river isn't causing the problem at any rate.
Hold that thought for just a moment here, and we'll be right back with Anthony and Tiso.
LSI Computer Service would like to take this time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts and prayers. LSI Computer Service is your antivirus and custom hardware specialist with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. LSI Computer Service located in Tacoma, where it's always done right the first time. LSI Computer Service offers a 10% discount for families with relatives deployed in the military. Put LSI's 30 years of experience to work for you. Please call 303-833-5009. That's 303-833-5009.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess it's one against the Tiso as a lawyer, but he's a very eloquent spokesman for what's going on in that region. He's talking about the salmon. The salmon used to be 400,000 going in and out of the Klamath River. Now, why there are 500,000, it's a coho salmon, but they moved north because, of course, they want cool water, and they're moving up towards Alaska. There's more salmon, but they're moving away from there now. Is the ocean warming because of global warming? What's causing the ocean to warm?
I'm glad you asked that, Dr. Monteith. It's called a Pacific Decadal Oscillation, PDO. And what that is if you're, I think some of your listeners may be familiar with the phrase, the ring of fire. That is those volcanic activities that's in a, and kind of like a ring. It's under the ocean floor and comes to the surface in parts of California. What happens as a result of this volcanic activity in the ocean, that raises the temperature, not global warming. And it comes and goes. Sometimes it subsides and doesn't release as much of the volcanic activity, and so the ocean temperature cools back down. And that's what causes the cycle between La Nina and El Nino. So it's not global warming. So at any rate, as a result of that, and the fish move from north to south depending on the ocean temperature, that determines which rivers they go up. And how, so some of the salmon, of course, stay to the south and a little bit warmer. Why, they don't know. But at any rate, I don't want to keep onto this so much as if our facts are correct, why are they alleging that the dams have to come out to enhance more fish habitat? Well, there's a hidden agenda behind this. And what it is that the owner of the dams, Pacific Power, which is owned by MidAmerica Corporation, which is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, which is owned by Warren Buffett. Mr. Buffett's companies and himself stand to make billions of dollars off of removing the dams. But there's another more insidious agenda behind the money, even. And that is to depopulate Siskiyou County and all of Northern California into a wilderness area. Now you say, well, how can they accomplish that? Well, you have to go back to, oh, gosh. Well, the first time it surfaced that I know of, and it probably was a way before that, pardon me, was when back in 1992, President Bush, he had attended the Rio Summit on the environmental issues. And by the way, that's what's driving this. They're using environmental, in fact, bogus environmental science to try to substantiate their position for doing this. And anyway, President Bush was at the Rio Conference on Environment, and then in 92, he signed an official declaration in support of Agenda 21. That stated, quote, effective execution of Agenda 21 will require a profound reorientation of all human society, unlike anything the world has ever experienced, unquote. Now, that was his beginning contribution to this worldwide movement to take things over. And they're using environmental science to say and try to get us to depopulate the rural areas and force us into the urban centers. Then after President Bush, President Bill Clinton signed an executive order, number 2852, in 1993. That created a new Presidential Council on Sustainable Growth to translate Agenda 21 into public policy administered by our bureaucrats and federal government. So, folks, you better wake up. Your freedom of choice is slowly being taken from you by unelected bureaucrats. They are choosing what you're going to eat, where you're going to live, your medical care, and most importantly, your right to own and keep real property and personal property. And even those who don't own a home yet and want to, they aren't going to let you. This insidious plan is being promoted through your local government all the way up through Congress and the White House.
But it's part of an international program, isn't it? It may be promoted by local government, but aren't they all interconnected to ICLEI, to this gigantic worldwide well-financed program to alter the structure of society?
That's absolutely correct. And they need to be aware, people need to be aware of terms such as sustainable growth or smart growth. At the local level, they are wanting your town or city to be an ICLEI community. That's an acronym, I-C-L-E-I, for International Council for Local Environment Initiatives. Why should international be involved in local? It's the only way they're going to get us out of the rural areas. So we need to be aware of those terms and to watch for that. President Clinton's advisor on sustainable growth was quoted, participating in a UN-advocated planning process would very likely bring out many of the conservative constitutional people who would work to try to defeat elected officials who promote Agenda 21. So be aware of the terms comprehensive planning, growth management, smart growth, these smart meters you've heard about for electrical current, that's part of it. The bullet train in the state of California is part of the plan because they can move people between the urban centers and nobody lives in the rural area. Now, how do they accomplish this? Well, first of all, ICLEI's mission statement, quote, to build, serve, and drive a movement of local governments to advance the environmental improvements in local sustainability across the United States. So you be very careful if your local government starts talking about sustainability and transitional towns. There's another term for you. They tried that here in the city of Mount Shasta. They took up an issue of water. Water is the basis of all life. We need three things in life: water, air, and food. And they are working to control those three elements so they can control us. Now, it will menace farmers dramatically, this ICLEI plan of sustainability, by reducing land values and making it difficult for them to farm, and thereby making where they can control where we live and work.
And you can't farm without water, and what they're doing is taking away the water.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. That's also part of the reason. In fact, our own Senator Feinstein just said in the newspaper the other day that she was in favor of raising the top of Shasta Dam so that there could be more water storage for those in the urban centers. Because in California, we have a water system that originates here where I live in the northern part, and it's called the Feather River Project, and that provides a system of canals that provide water all through the whole state. Well, they want to increase water storage, all right, but not for farming. So their plan is, it's all part of the NAFTA. Also, the NAFTA treaty comes into this, because through that NAFTA treaty, the South American countries would provide our food. So if the bankers, and that's another thing, behind this whole thing, you go to who is really pushing it. It's the bankers of the world. It's a few bankers and a couple of them, the Bilderbergs, and I can't offhand think of the rest of the names, over in Europe. They are controlling the system. So if the bankers control which country sends food, they control the people. And this is all part of the UN agenda policy. You can also look under Agenda 21 under population control. Through the controlling of who sends food where, they'll control population. And they control medical care. That's Obama's plan. That's also part of it. Now, the way they get local governments to go along with this is they use a carrot and stick approach. And what they do is, if they don't comply with the edicts of the state bureaucrats, unelected people, then they cut off the funding. Give you an example. Our sheriff here stood up for us and with us, and he still is. They have cut his funding twice because he spoke out against this insidious plan.
Now, was this cut by the local electoral board, or was this cut by they cutting off any federal grants to your community? How are they doing that?
The state of California Department of Justice cut off his funding for programs, get this, programs to fight drugs. The California Department of Justice is cutting his funding for that program. That's the second time. The county cut his program. Local government, he had to lay off at least a half a dozen deputies. When they didn't do a darn thing, hardly, and I'm not opposed to mental and medical services for the injured or poor, but the county didn't cut any of those that the state mandates. And in that regard, the state says you'll do this, and then they cut off funds and make the county take it out of their general fund. So they play a shell game with the money. And everybody needs some sort of care, but I don't believe the government belongs in the mental health business. That's my personal view.
I agree with you totally. Well, I think people need to understand how this whole thing came about. It really started with something called the Club of Rome, a group of elitists and financiers and bankers and people, great humanitarians like Mikhail Gorbachev and Alexander King and the Prince and many of the royalty in Europe, that this is an elitist group, the Club of Rome. And in 1971, they came up with this idea that they wanted to restructure society. They needed a means of doing it, and they figured out the environment would be a good way to do it. So they released a book called The Limits of Growth. And in 1972, why they held the first Earth Summit meeting, where they talked about how certainly the danger of the environment was going to endanger society. Then 20 years later, they held the second Earth Summit, and that was in Rio de Janeiro, and that was a watershed event for our world, because certainly George Herbert Walker Bush was there, and that's where he wrote afterwards that statement that you read, which is so important, that this is going to change the very structure of society. Could you repeat that again? I think that's so important that people understand that this is what it's all about, is to change the structure of society using this phony environmental, because they're not interested in the fish or the spotted owl. It's all about controlling the population. But what did George Herbert Walker Bush say at that time?
He had that when he instituted this. He said, effective execution of Agenda 21 will require a profound reorientation of all human society, unlike anything the world has ever experienced.
And that's exactly what is going on today, the restructuring of society under this ruling elite. And, of course, they intend to limit the population, and they certainly intend to control, as Anthony has said, the water and the air and every aspect of our lives. Control the water, the food, the air, you control the population. And it's all phony, but of course they're going to crush people up there. This is Patani. We'll be right back, and give us a call if you have a question.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Anthony Antuzzo. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. As incredible as it sounds, there is a plan to restructure society. And this is, of course, why we're hearing all the talk about global warming and smart meters and smart grids and smart appliances and certainly smart growth. But it's a phrase. Pretty basically, smart meters are just a means of raising your cost of electricity to alter your structure of life. I mean, electricity can be generated very, very cheaply. But they don't want that. They want to raise the cost of electricity and, of course, to begin to deindustrialize society to lower our living standards. It doesn't make any sense unless you understand there are people out there who believe they have the right to tell the rest of us how to live, not how they will live. They're not going to cut back on their living standards. Well, certainly, Anthony, are the people up in the Klamath River Basin up in arms about this, and how are you trying to combat this nebulous force that's out there intent upon crushing your way of life?
Well, thank you. Yes, we are. And we do have a plan, and we are implementing it and working on it. But I'd like to, if I may, quote something out of Article 4 of our Constitution that not many people know about. Just take a second. Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government. Republic, not Republican, but a Republic, which is a true representative form of government. And today we don't even have anything close to that. Anyway, I had to throw that in. To answer your question on what we're doing, I'd like to kind of just very briefly go over what they're doing on the ground, not just in California, but the entire United States, and how they're doing it in the plan through environmental issues to accomplish this restructuring of society. What the plan is, it started under Clinton, called the Biodiversity Treaty, which Clinton signed, but the Senate luckily did not ratify. So what happened is that the environmental groups, such as the Wildlife Federation, Sierra Club, our National Park Service, our U.S. Forest Service, the Environmental Protection Agency, they all came up with, there's more organizations, of course, they all came up with the Wildlands Project. Now, what that does is establish core wilderness reserves around which are buffer zones. And then they create corridors. Have you ever driven down a highway and seen a sign that said something like the Volcanic Legacy or the Highway to Heaven? Whatever. That is the start of when they start designating highways as scenic byways, that is the beginning of the corridor part of the project to link these core wilderness areas. And if you go to some of our most precious parks, Philadelphia Hall and the Liberty Bell, go around back and look on the building. There's a plaque that says it's owned and controlled by the United Nations. Is that hard to believe? But all our parks, they're all come under that control now. Anyway, that's what they do then once they establish these core wildernesses, these buffer zones, these corridors. And do you think an animal is going to stay in the designated corridor? Give me a break. Anyway, then they move us into the cities, and that is where we stay. So that's the basic environmental plan on how to restructure the society on the ground. Now, what we're doing here, to answer your question, is we have found a series of statutes that were passed over 35 years ago and little known by most people or attorneys or legislators or anybody else, that actually grants by congressional mandate that cannot be changed by the courts, a wherein the local government has equality in standing on land planning issues with any federal and state agency. Now, that's a federal statute. In California, we're fortunate to have a companion state statute that does the same thing. I'm not certain if all states have that. A lot of them do. But as a result of these statutes, we have implemented a program wherein by properly citing this law and using the language in it, we have been able to get the federal agencies to come here and talk to our local government, not our county government, because they're not doing this properly. What we've done, as the law requires, is we've opened it up to the local units of government, like a fire protection district, which is, as under the definition, a unit of government. And we are now discussing and telling them that they can't take these dams out now. Does that mean they won't? Well, reality being what it is, they can violate the law. They've been doing it routinely. But what it does for us, and we do have some, still have some favorable, even-handed judges in our system, and we have to be careful how we do this, but if they violate the law and don't comply with our requests, because the law is very specific, it says that the federal plans shall be consistent with the local plan, not the other way around. So we are fighting on that front. We are going to file more lawsuits. The people have come together. Some people have said they're going to stand there on the dams and make them physically remove them if they decide to try to take them out. Some people are advocating even more direct methods of confrontation. And so, yes, they are up in arms, and people are willing to fight. We've already had one confrontation with the California Department of Fish and Game, and they backed off because we proved to them they were violating their own law, and when you do that, that means they're operating outside the scope of the law, and then they, they become individually responsible and liable to damages.
And so they can be sued, and that's one thing they fear. Go after them, go after their pensions, and they're going to back down. They're cowards, but they're bullies, too, and they will crush people who get in their way unless they realize they're going to be in trouble. We're going to be back in just a moment here with our final section, but this is so important, ladies and gentlemen, is the next thing. It could be you and your family.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I understand, I guess, this morning after the end of this one. Basically, how is Warren Buffett going to make billions of dollars? Is he going to get this money from the federal government to finance the tearing out of the dams and the destruction of the way of life up there?
Yes, Doc. He gets money from the federal government, but most, what is most egregious is that he is sticking it to the ratepayers. They're in the agreements. In this process of dam removal, the Indian tribes, and by the way, folks, if you go to an Indian casino to gamble, you better cut it out because you're financing your own demise. The Indians are going to break this country up if we're not careful. I'm not an anti-Indian person. At any rate, to answer your question, they're doing it through applying a surcharge to our electric bills. And we, as ratepayers who are going to get stuck with the higher rates, which we already have, are now stuck with a surcharge to finance the removal, and the money goes to PacifiCorp, and in addition, they are relieved of any liability. The agreements drawn up between the tribes, the environmental NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and the federal government, particularly Department of Interior and Bureau of Indian Affairs, and Fish and Wildlife, and California Natural Resources Agency, and California Fish and Game, all of those entities will have complete control, and the money that we as citizens have to pay in taxes and rate increases and surcharges goes to make them even more, not those agencies, but Mr. Buffett's companies more wealthy. Now, if that isn't a travesty, I don't know what is.
So, well, I would think that what we ought to do is launch a campaign to discredit Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett. He's got a great deal of pride in his great institutions. I would show through them what a chiseler he is.
Well, that's partly what we've been doing. But we're just beginning that part of the campaign. We've been focused on trying to get the word out about the inequities and the false, bogus science to show that what their reason for doing it is wrong. Then we're showing how follow the money and see who's really going to benefit from this at the expense of all the people. And we're working on that part of it as well.
I think a program like Shame on You, Warren Buffett. Shame on you, Warren Buffett. Something like that. Big signs. I don't know how you do it, but I mean, certainly I would embarrass this evil gentleman who is trying to make money off the suffering of the people in your area, closing down the farms, closing down the fishing, closing down the recreation, destroying the source of electricity, driving up the cost of electricity, all of these things, and even damaging the fish, because of course when the silt from those dams goes downriver, isn't it going to destroy the fishing breeding places where they actually the fish are actually created?
That's absolutely correct. Behind the dams is over 200 million cubic yards of silt, and if you understand the soil composition of where this silt comes from. It's, and what the geography is like here. The geography is very steep-sided hillsides, extremely steep. There's not much flat country in the basin, except up in the farming area at the upper end. But the part where the river and the dams are, it's all extremely steep country. And the soils are granitic in nature with a lot of mineralization. And if you understand gravity, the specific gravity of those granitic formations and the minerals are the heaviest on the scale of gravity, specific gravity. And when they erode and have eroded in behind the dams, they settle and they compact. And when they blow the dams out, they're just going to go down. That does release will go downriver and silt in the gravel beds. And then that, and it will take care of the, well, not take care of, but it will ruin the spawning areas for the fish. And that's just the one issue. The problem with this whole watershed area and the boat and why their science is so bogus is because we are what's called an upside down watershed. Normally, you have high mountains with snowpack and glaciers. That water trickles down into the river systems and recharges it. This is the other way around. Most of the water in the Klamath River occurs in the lower one-third of the river. The upper two-thirds is semi-arid country, and it doesn't have much snowmelt or water runoff, except from a few rivers out of Oregon. So we have an upside-down situation. And what that creates is, because of Mount Shasta, we have this volcanic soils as well, with volcanic vents in the Klamath Lake at the upper end that warm the water. And there is nothing they're going to do to stop that. Salmon, coho, and chinook want cold water. So they keep saying they're going to control all the temperature and everything, and they cannot do that. The contaminants that they list, say that they're going to, somebody said, well, we'll filter it. Well, there's an eminent geologist out of Oregon, Oregon State Senator's wife, Gail Witsit. She's very, very good and has a very good knowledge of the geology. She wrote a paper that proved that the phosphorus and other contaminants that they list are naturally occurring, and there isn't anything they're going to be able to do about that. This gets absolutely ludicrous the way they're trying to approach this. So
they have an agenda, and that is, of course, to change the way of life. You are a target area for this whole idea of sustainable communities. The sustainable community is not going to be in the Klamath River. It's going to be when they force people into their preconceived sustainable cities, into their little tiny apartments where they could be monitored and controlled and get them out of their cars, control their access to electricity and to food and water, and regulate every aspect of the lives of the people. That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. Anthony, God bless you. Thanks for everything you're doing, and please keep us posted.
Thank you.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Dan here at American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning on Agenda 21. We've done it before, but this is the master agenda for the 21st century, a wretching transformation of society and the destruction of your way of life if you survive. And ladies and gentlemen, they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. If you haven't heard my talk on planned population reduction or none dare call it genocide, the two DVDs, you need to get it. Go onto the internet and you can pull down my treatise, The Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda. Don't have the internet, we'll be glad to send you a copy if you get anything else from us. You need to hear my talk on sustainable development, The Road to World Government. And then, of course, we get our syllabus because there's nothing quite like it out there. And then, of course, we have a 4-tape set on sustainable development. Now, certainly, Michael Shaw has a great deal of great information on these programs at Freedom, freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. That's Michael Shaw. Just put his name into your search engine. And but you need to understand that this is carefully coordinated by a group of evil and wealthy people who run the world. I mean, it's not simply by coincidence that the new premier of Greece, of Papandino, I think is his name, or Papandinos, just happens to come from the Trilateral Commission, that the new prime minister of Italy, who replaced Berlusconi, just happens to come from the Trilateral Commission. There are only 85, 90 members of the Trilateral Commission, the European branch of the Trilateral Commission. If you don't believe it, go to your computer, trilateral.org, www.trilateral.org. Go to their website. There's a place you could punch in. Pull down the membership list, or, of course, you could get from us the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. We offer that because we have to charge for it. But if you have your computer, get it on your own. Understand, a little group of wicked people run the world. Barry Goldwater wrote about that in his book, For No Apologies. We have secondhand copies. You need to get one on page 280. Senator Barry Goldwater laid it out. The Council on Foreign Relations is domestic. The David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to gain control of the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the government of the United States. By first seizing control of the government of the United States, and it is not by coincidence, between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Five of the six vice presidents during that era came from the membership rolls of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Six of the eight the World Bank presidents, including the current one, eight of the 10 World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you go to the polls every 4 years and vote for the candidate of their choice, not yours, and you're not going to hear about this from the media because they control the media. And when you try to tell the truth, they're going to get you like they did with Glenn Beck. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision. Thank you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work?